Well, they don't help, Tom. I mean, it's better if gas prices are lower than if they're higher. But despite the pain that these higher prices are causing everywhere, it's unlikely to have a major impact on tourism as long as these prices stay below about $4.50 a gallon.
How big of a chunk does gasoline represent out of a typical family's vacation budget?
Well, it's a relatively small amount of a vacation budget. Total transportation is only 20% of the budget. Much of that is airfares. So at most, it would be an increase of 5%.
So a family might not skip the Florida vacation, at least not at these prices, but they might spend their money differently. Maybe make sandwiches or send out for a pizza one night instead of eating out.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly what happens, Tom. As long as gas is available, what we see in the data are that it doesn't have much impact on the volume of tourists. It more has an effect on what they spend and how they spend it. Only if we get a disruption in supply, as we had during the Arab oil embargo in 74-75, do these energy prices seem to have a significant effect on tourism.
Now, this equation would be considerably different depending on whether the visitor drives in from elsewhere in Florida or elsewhere around the Southeast or flies in and rents a car, right?
Yes, that's true. Although the higher gasoline prices reflect higher prices in general for air fuels and all kinds of things, so airfares tend to rise as well, Tom.
Now, you mentioned $4.50 as the price at which we really start to tip toward more serious consequences. Why that particular price point?
Well, consumer behavior is really the issue, Tom. The highest gas prices previously was $4.11 in 2008, was $4.20 in 2008 in Florida. And we see the ratcheting effect. As painful as it is, it's not as disruptive psychologically until it exceeds the previous peak. So as long as those energy prices stay kind of below that 450 mark, I think we'll probably be able to get past this without any significant damage either to the national economy or to our economy here in Florida.
So you're saying consumer psychology and consumer confidence has a lot to do with that?
Yeah, it's a huge psychological impact. It's a real impact, too. I mean, of course,
it uses up
resources that people have and they can't spend on other things. But the psychological impact is very important because gasoline prices are one of the few prices that we see almost every single day. And so it has a significant effect on people's psychology, on consumer confidence, which is critically important to tourism.
Now, as you pointed out, Hank, this isn't the first time that gas prices have jumped like this. The all-time high was $4.11 back in 2008. What has happened since then? What's different now?
Well, there's a number of things that are different, and it's important to point these out. Yes, gasoline prices have risen significantly, but natural gas prices have come down dramatically and have pushed down energy prices generally. So although gasoline prices have increased over 20% on a year-over-year basis, total energy prices have only gone up 6% because of the offsetting effect of natural gas and other energy. So the impact, while painful, is mitigated.
We've been talking a lot in recent weeks, Hank, about signs that the economy is slowly improving. What could this sudden bump in gas prices potentially do to that kind of fragile recovery?
Well, it poses a twin danger. One is the real use of assets that get consumed by gasoline and aren't spent on other retail sales that tend to cause employment to grow a little more slowly. And second, and just as important, is the psychological effect nationwide. When consumer confidence is affected by higher gasoline prices, which it is, then people tend to spend a little less, and that will cause the economy to grow a little more slowly.
So we started out talking about the impact on tourism, but it affects other segments of the economy here as well.
Sure. Well, Floridians use gasoline just as people all around the country do. Our average length of travel is a little longer than average in the nation. So we do tend to feel it, of course, just like everybody else does. But regrettably for us, we get that double-barreled effect. One is it affects all of our pocketbooks, and secondly, it affects one of our major industries directly.